So, I mean, we could keep going, but we probably don't need to. You got all those articles, and if you want a Bible,
I got a lot of stuff from the website I've been looking at.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I have you on speakerphone because I was looking up that. Looking up your thing on the online. Yeah, I have a lot of your material that I've been looking at, and I didn't even get through hardly any of it yet.
Yeah, so. And here's what I want to go. When you emailed me. I love you, but when you emailed me, you said some things that weren't true, and I want to go over them real quick. So you said I slander people. Here's your chance. Name one thing I said about anybody that's a lie. Slander is a lie. Name one thing I said that's a lie.
Yeah, I believe I heard you call the whole everyone in the Anabaptist faith were unsaved and all living in sin and practicing a false gospel. So.
Okay, so I didn't say everyone's unsaved because I think there might be some sheep that need to come out. As far as practicing a false gospel, absolutely. I just proved it to you. Look at the fruit of the Anabaptists. We went over, this is all sin, Jeremy. Can you enter the kingdom of God keeping sin?
No, because Christ has taken away our sin. So
what sins are taken away? The ones you what?
Confess.
Repent of and leave. The Anabaptists haven't left their sins. So that's not true. One, I never said every one of you is unsaved. Never said that. I said you're practicing a false gospel and you have the fruit of not being born again. Absolutely. I stand on that. That's not a lie. Jesus said you know them by their fruit.
And down that same line as far as, you know, our personal emails here, I do have them here. And I had earlier requested not to be recorded because I did not think that was necessary, and it was odd to me that as soon as I said I did not want to be recorded, you replied with that you were not interested in talking to me.
Absolutely.
Words are, call with you is fruitless. You said I am a coward and a Baptist that can't speak truth.
Right.
And that everything like my dead false faith that will dawn, I assume you meant damn my soul.
Yeah. Your dead faith will damn your soul. I'm standing on that. Jesus warned. Jesus warned about hell a lot. He described hell more than heaven. Did you know that? He warned of hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you told me to go on my false way, and that was before even talking to me, only because I did not.
Because you at that point did not show any evidence of being a truth seeker. Then you said, okay, I said some rash things. I really would like to seek truth. You said that later, and I said, okay. Here's the point, Jeremy. Ready? Do you think God hears everything you say?
Of course.
Does he know everything that you think?
Yes.
Okay. If that's true that the creator of the universe knows everything you think and everything you say, and if Anabaptists are all about the truth, why is it so difficult for them to say, yes, I will talk truth, and let's record it, and I'll send you the audio, and you can go use it wherever you want, and I'll use it where I want. Why is that so difficult if truth is all we speak? Didn't Jesus say, let your nay be nay, your yea be yea? Why would we talk in the dark, Jeremy?
Well, Jesus talked in the dark. He met with someone in the dark, and he didn't have his recording devices, so...
Wait a minute. He met with who in the dark, and how do we know that he met with him in the dark? Nicodemus. How do we know about it?
By night. He met with Nicodemus by night, I believe, is about what it said.
And how do we know about it? The Bible recorded it, Jeremy.
Yes, the Bible recorded it.
So when I expose men's sins on the internet that are claiming to be Christians, people say, how dare you do that? Jeremy, does the Bible expose men's sins on the internet that claim to be Christians? Or I'm sorry. Expose men's sins for all people to see. Does the Bible do that?
Oh, yeah, if you read it. Yep.
Yeah. David, what is David known for?
Some of his sins.
Yeah. So it's godly and good to expose so people can repent and come into the light. So the reason I didn't want to meet with you is you said, nope, I'll only talk in the dark. I don't talk to people in the dark. Why would I? There's nothing good going to come of that.
No, it's not the dark. It's just unrecorded.
Why? You got to give me a reason. I'm going to tell you stuff that I don't want anyone else to hear. Is that truth?
No, that's not what I was saying.
But what's the reason to not do it then?
I because for myself, I'm a fairly private person. I don't like social media or anything like that. And well, just for the recording sake of it, I would have preferred for it not to have been out there.
Okay. Well, I tell you what.
It's a simple request.
Yeah. If you're well intended, Jeremy, you don't look bad at all, because you sound to me like a man who might be seeking truth, might pondering. You're not sitting or arguing. You don't look bad at all on this audio. You may be a truth seeker. You may become my brother one day. I hope and pray you do. I'm here to help you. So are my brothers. But the reason, see, you got to understand what I do. If I spend a lot of time with people that aren't truth seekers, my whole day and week and month is going to be taken up with people that don't want the truth. Who did Jesus say that we should give our truth to? The seekers. He said, don't cast it to the people that will trample it. Most Anabaptists trample the truth of God, Jeremy. They do.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think just because someone doesn't want to be recorded means they're not seeking truth. And
well,
that is what,
that's what it came across to me as soon as
want to be recorded, you were ready to...
That's fine. I appreciate that. And then you said something else. You said when people come up to you... You don't let anybody talk. You listen to the audios I have. If people will talk civil and are truth seekers, I'll let people talk. But here's what I won't do. I let you talk. Here's what I won't do, Jeremy. I won't let you come and go on and on and on and on and defend false doctrine of the Anabaptists. I'll cut you off. And I'll say, no, we're not listening to that. You know what? When Mormons come up to me and try to give me their swill, you think I sit and listen to a Mormon for more than maybe 30 seconds? No. Why? Because they're preaching heresy. They're blasphemous against my God. I cut them off and I go, let me tell you the truth about the Mormon faith. They need to hear truth. I don't need to hear them. Jesus did the same with the Pharisees. Go look at the amount of words the Pharisees had with Jesus versus him telling them long parables to put them in their place. So the only people that I talk right over are the ones that are mockers and don't want truth. Yeah, I'll just go on and keep preaching. If some man comes up and goes, I have questions, I sit and I spend my time answering them. I'm told to do that. And you go to my audios, you'll find that to be true. You and I've had, have we not had a very civil conversation here?
Yes, we have. That's because I did listen to some of your audios. And in your audios, I felt like you were a lot, the conversation was a lot more productive than on the streets.
Well, let's see. Why, Jeremy? One of the men that came out of the building yesterday, or that day, Sunday. Sir, check out don'tperish.com. Would you like a gospel card? Thank you. I know you've been sitting there for a while. When I'm done with this call, we'd be happy to talk to you. Check it out, sir.
Thank you.
Send us an email or anything. We'd love to help you in faith.
Thank you, sir.
God be praised. Yeah, neighbor was sitting there listening, and he has to go, so we gave him a gospel card. One of the men that came out that day, the Anabaptists.
Yeah.
He was laughing. Doesn't the Bible tell us to be sober-minded, Jeremy?
Sober-minded? Are you saying you can't laugh now?
Oh, not like him. He even went so far as to say, well, Jesus laughed in the Bible. Jeremy, go find me the verse where it says Jesus laughed in the Bible.
Yeah, I don't know that verse.
He lied. Jesus didn't laugh in the Bible. Here's the point. No, I laugh, okay? My brother says, hey, look at that. That's something over there. And we go, oh, yeah, that's something. We don't laugh about the things of God, Jeremy. The guy was grabbing my sign. The guy was trying to stop me from preaching. The other old men come out. You know, this is what I find interesting. Where was I standing, Jeremy, when you saw me? On a public sidewalk, right?
Yeah, out by the street.
Okay. Did I come in and interrupt their preaching?
You did not.
Okay. Why is it, if I don't interrupt anyone's preaching, why do men always come out and think they can get in my face and interrupt my preaching? Does that seem fair to you?
No. Did they interrupt your preaching?
They always do that. They always do that. And they come up. Go watch the videos from that Palm Grove Mennonite Church. Go watch them. Men came up. They brought us cream puffs and water, Jeremy. We wanted scripture. Yeah. We wanted scripture.
I know those men, actually.
We wanted scripture. We wanted truth. Not one man brought the Bible. Not one. Not one. We wanted truth.
So they thought you were thirsty, so they were going to do a good deed to show you they have no animosity towards you.
Really? Well, that's fleshly love. If they loved us, if they loved us, Jeremy, why didn't they open the Word of God and correct us? You know what they told us they had to go do, Jeremy?
I believe you said lift the offering.
Yep. We got to go take the offering. The money takers. Yeah, they've turned man's religion, turned it into a business, Jeremy. They're not about
How's that turning into a business to take money? Are we not commanded to give?
What's the money for? What's the money for, Jeremy? Building gymnasiums? Did you see the one man? Did Jesus tell us to build gymnasiums? He goes, well, no. More idleness, Jeremy. The New Testament saints, Jeremy, didn't put up buildings. The money went for widows, orphans, and preaching the gospel. Look at the Mennonites. Yeah. Lap of luxury, gymnasiums, a whole bunch of foolishness, Jeremy. A bunch of carnal foolishness. It's not of God. You need to learn to discern, and I don't know, maybe you're not truly born again, maybe you're seeking, and if you cry out to God, he'll give you the Spirit, and you'll go, oh my, like me. I can't believe the evangelical stuff I used to keep. You'll be enlightened by the truth, Jeremy. Until then, you'll be walking in darkness. We don't want you to walk in darkness.
Yeah, I understand that. Respect what some of the things that you have to say.
Would you be willing to lose?
And some good critics of the Anabaptist people.
Yeah. So. Would you be willing to lose your entire life for Jesus, Jeremy? Do you think you're born again?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be willing to lose your entire life, including your career, for Christ and his cause?
I mean, yeah, you put the two side by side, and it's either this or this, then... Yeah, I know what I'm choosing.
So did Jesus tell us, I'm just going to go right for this. Did Jesus tell us to become airline pilots and make a ton of money? I know you guys make a lot of money. Or did he tell us to go preach the gospel?
Yeah, he didn't say anything about airline pilots, unfortunately. But,
now, there's nothing wrong with making a living, and there's nothing wrong with making money. But if you're not involved in preaching the gospel and your career and your family consumes you, you're outside of the will of God. You're not Jesus' servant. You're just a religious guy that shows up on Sunday. And Jesus said in Matthew 15, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. I don't want that for you, Jeremy. I don't want that for your family. The Anabaptists are going to, if you are seeking truth, you're like a seed of kernel of corn growing amongst a bunch of weeds. Guess what happens if you don't get rid of the weeds?
You'll be choked.
It'll choke the corn. It'll choke you out. Those people are going to choke you out because you're not in sound doctrine. You're in sin against a holy God. You got to repent of all of it. And maybe we were there that day just for you. I don't know. I don't know who I go for. I know I go for the Lord. And if someone's there, great. If not, we move on. Mark them on the internet. In the future, when people search Palm Grove Mennonite Church, our testing is going to come up. That's why we do it. We want to warn our neighbor. We love our neighbor. And like I said, I don't make a penny from this. I'm retired. Totally fund myself. My brothers work in labor for themselves. We don't make a penny off ministry. We don't take money. We don't want money. We want people to open their Bibles, see their man-made religions damning their souls, repent for the glory of God, and seek the kingdom in spirit and truth. It's not happening in the Anabaptist circles, Jeremy. The other men that came up... The other men that came up, they didn't even want to talk about the gospel. They gave it, well, yeah, the gospel, yeah, repent. I said, you don't repent. What are you building gymnasiums for? Why aren't you out preaching the gospel? When was the last time you stood out at a Catholic church and warned them they're going to hell? Oh, they're not going to do that. Why? Because you can't sell vegetables and metal barns and metal roofs to people that make you mad. No. No, the Anabaptists are friends with the world, Jeremy. You know what James 4:4 says? If you're a friend of the world, it makes you what?
James says an enemy of God.
You know what that friend word means? It means if you're fond of. Do you watch any sports or anything, Jeremy?
Very little. This year I've been watching a little bit of football, a little bit of the NFL.
Yeah, so the NFL, so Super Bowl time's coming. I used to be an NFL freak. Do you think that's of God, Jeremy?
Can you define of God?
What's God? Holy, good, pure, righteous, true, Philippians 4:8. Is that of God?
No, it's just, I mean, for me it's just entertainment and...
Right. So do you think Satan's using entertainment to feed your flesh and destroy the spirit man?
He could if it gets out of hand, yeah.
Well, what out of hand means you're just watching it. The Bible says, set nothing vile before your eyes, Jeremy. Did you know that in Psalm 5:5 and Psalm 11:5, it says, God hates those that love violence? The NFL is a violent game, Jeremy. God hates people that love the NFL. Go read it. Psalm 5:5, Psalm 11:5. And he says, I hate workers of iniquity. Being an NFL fan makes you a worker of iniquity. That's sin. God hates you if you love and seek the things of the NFL. How do you get the love of God, Jeremy?
How does someone personally get the love of God or have the love of God?
How do you get the love of God? So if you're under the wrath of God, sin, worldliness, false religion, pagan holidays, NFL, pride and vanity, your career is more important than Jesus, and you're under the wrath of God, you're going to die and suffer and go to hell. How do you get the love of God?
You would repent from sin and accept him as your Savior and make him Lord of your life.
Yeah, the accept as Savior, that's not anywhere in the Bible. That's another thing I wanted to correct with you. That's not anywhere in the Bible. The Bible actually says we're made acceptable to God because of what Christ did. That's a man-made doctrine. A lot of Anabaptists say that. I accepted Jesus and I have a personal relationship. Those are both lies. Can't find them in the Bible. You repent. You receive Christ and follow him and obey him. Then Christ makes you acceptable to God. See how they flipped it around? It's a lie.
Well, it says that salvation is a free gift, so that's what we're accepting. So
salvation is a gift. Okay, the word free has been added. It's a gift, and the cost is...
Gifts are free.
No. Not true. There's always...
But it will cost you something.
Nope, there's always conditions to God's salvation and his covenants. Adam and Eve could live in the garden. What should they not do?
Eat of the tree?
Yep, there's your condition. God said, Abraham, I'll make you a great man under many, the grains of sand will number your inheritance. Your people have inheritance. What did Abraham have to do? What do you do with his son?
Willing to sacrifice him.
God always has a conditional covenant, Jeremy. It's not free as in, I don't have to do nothing for it. It's free, excuse me, it's a gift. That word free has been added. It's a gift, ready? A gift is something you could never attain. So we could never attain it without Christ. Doesn't mean there's not a cost to get it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So you got married. You gave your wife a gift and she gave you a gift, but it cost your old life to do it, didn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's another big mistake people make. Oh, the unconditional love of God. It doesn't exist. God's love is conditional. You do my commands, you get the love of Christ. You don't do my commands, you get the wrath of God. Very conditional. If your wife doesn't cheat on you, you have a good marriage. She runs off with another man. Do you have a good marriage?
No.
Nope. Your marriage isn't unconditional, is it, Jeremy?
No.
Many Anabaptists say the unconditional love of God. It's another lie. So I'm glad we're covering those things. So you need to go and test everything you believe, and we're here to help you Bible study. We're here to help you answer. If you ever want to walk with godly people, we're here to do that. It will cost you. It will cost you. I promise you. It will probably cost you your career. It will definitely cost you your churchianity. Ready? Your mom and dad are lifelong Mennonites, right?
They have been, yeah.
Yep. They may say, son, you've been a Mennonite. We've been Mennonites. We've always been Mennonites. We're not leaving this. And Christ says, come, follow me. Guess what you have to do with people that claim Christ but won't follow him biblically? You think you can stay close to them?
Well, I mean, if you're implying that my parents aren't following Christ, then I would disagree with you there. I mean, you don't.
Are they practicing Mennonites?
I mean, go to what people would consider a Mennonite church.
So they're practicing man-made traditions. They're not following Christ. They're practicing man-made traditions. What's the name of their church? What's the name of the church in Maryland? Would you share that?
They are following Christ.
Not if they're Mennonites, Jeremy. They're not. And if you follow Jesus biblically and strip your life down and come out of all sin and they don't want to, the Bible says, Romans 16:17, mark them and avoid them. You have to leave them. You can't stay associated with them.
Just because people call them Mennonites doesn't mean that they ascribe to...
What's on their building name, Jeremy? What's the name of the church?
It's a very small... It's an unaffiliated church, and they don't have a website or anything. It's very small, maybe 50 people.
So why did you say your parents are called Mennonites you're saying they don't go to a Mennonite church?
I said they grew up as Mennonites.
Okay. So
as what people would say Mennonites.
Okay. Here's the deal. If they're true Christ followers and they want to walk in spirit and truth, wow, there's another brother we could have. Why don't we all get on the phone and Bible study with your dad and your mom? And let's root out all the sin in our lives and follow Christ biblically and all be united. If they're not following Anabaptist ways.
I'll have them listen to this recording.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing we recorded this.
No, I think you'll see the benefits of it. I'll send you the unedited audios. There's going to be probably, three of them. We're on our third one. I'll send them to you.
All right, do that.
You're welcome to use them anywhere you want. As long as you don't edit them and take my words out, which I won't do with you, you can use them anywhere. Right. Put them on the internet. Post them on the New York Times. I'd love it. Put them everywhere.
Yep.
Fly around in your airplane and spread the gospel. That's what would be awesome. But I promise you, if your parents are Anabaptist-like, they're not following it. They're keeping Christmas, Easter, they're friends of the world, they're keeping Sunday man-made religion. Do you realize something, Jeremy? Jesus does not want you following him in a building system Sunday morning. He wants you following him every day in spirit and truth. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
The Anabaptists aren't doing that, Jeremy. You're not doing that. You're united to them. You don't even know. How long would you say you've been born again, Jeremy? I love you. I want to tell you the truth. How long you been born again?
Let's say maybe 20 years.
20 years, and we just admitted that the Spirit leads you to truth. In 20 years, you haven't come to these truths. Why is that, Jeremy?
What truths are you referring to? The way you're saying is...
Everything we went over today.
Yeah.
Why have you not come to these truths? Because can I tell you something? Let me boast. The first year I was born again, with no one helping me and my wife, we had no one with us. Everyone left us. We had 95% of our doctrine that I preach today within the first year. That's not boasting in me. That's in Christ and the Word and the Spirit. Why? We read the Word. We studied. We tested. We threw our wedding rings out. They're pagan. We got rid of Christmas. We got rid of Easter. We got rid of the Sunday mindset. We got rid of our carnal music. We tested the first year. We were 95% biblical. I did have to learn later about biblical clothing. That came a few years later. Nobody taught it to me. I defined it. Why haven't you in 20 years become a biblical, holy, set-apart saint, Jeremy?
Well, all this stuff that you have said is good, and I think it has merit a lot because you have used Scripture. But there is a degree and an interpretation of Scripture is how far you take things.
Peter says there's one interpretation. So name the Scripture that I quoted that you think I'm misinterpreting.
I would have to go through and listen to it again and hear what all you've said, but...
I just tell you what the word says. God killed animals, put us in coats and tunics. Jesus said you worship in man-made traditions. The Christmas and Easter aren't in the Bible. You guys are following a form of evangelical Roman Catholic faith, not the faith once delivered that Jude talked about we contend for. I mean, I would love to see the Scriptures. You know, that Steve Zook that I stood outside his church 5 years ago, he talked kind of funny. You have some interesting points, he says, about Good Friday and Sunday. I've never heard of that. I'll look into that and get back to you. That was 5 years ago. He's never looked into it and gotten back to me. His women are all His women are all still dressed in pride and vanity and tight clothing. They still do pagan holidays. The Mennonite name is still on the building. I'll look into that. See, this is the problem, I almost said Steve. This is the problem, Jeremy. Lip service Christianity. You're all glomming onto each other in Anabaptist ways. You're not glomming to Christ that's going to save you. He's going to set you apart on Judgment Day. You're going to be judged by your deeds. Did you know that?
Yep, individually.
You can be judged by your deeds. And if you're united to sin, that's on you. You're united to Anabaptists, that's on you. You can't go there and sing and pray with them and go, oh, but I don't want to be part of their sin. That's like going to a strip club, watching what goes on and go, hey, don't blame me for that. You're part of it. You're united to it. You're partaking of it. Amen?
You can't be in something and not let it affect you.
There you go.
Right?
So the sins that they are keeping are on you. You need to repent, put them all down, separate from them, and walk in spirit and truth in Christ. Otherwise, you have no hope of eternal life.
All right. Yeah, you send me the recordings. I'd like to listen to them again, and you've given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, amen. I'm glad you listened. You're going to see the benefits of these audios if you truly are a truth seeker, because you can re-listen to them. You can share them with your dad if he's a truth seeker, or he's just going to die in his sins in the Anabaptist world. This is why we do this. This is why we establish that which is true. You know, the Bible says this, and I'll let you go. Two things. It is written. I love that. What does that mean? It's a physical record of truth. If you and I just talk and it disappears into eternity, nobody knows what we said. It's gone. It is written. We have the written word of God. If we make an audio, hundreds of people are going to be edified by this, either convicted or sent away because they don't want the truth. That's why we do it, Jeremy. And the Bible also said, let everything be established by two or three witnesses. Now you witness this, I witness this, my wife, my brother, anybody listening can witness this. This is God glorifying. Yet most Anabaptists want to hide in the dark. Oh, don't take a picture, don't take a video, don't audio record me. Why? God sees everything. He sees all your sin. You shouldn't be worried about me, you should be worried about what God sees, amen?
That's correct.
Yeah. So I hope that this goes deep in you. We're here for you, and your dad, and your mom, and your wife. And if here's what I'd offer to you. If we're wrong on anything, I need you and your dad to come back and sit down. I've proven I will talk and listen. Prove me in the scriptures. I want that. If you don't, you don't love us. And John 13 says, this will be the sign to the world that you love each other. You don't love us if you don't come back and correct us. If we're right about this stuff, God's word, and you don't come back and unite to us, meaning talk about it, confirm it, grow in it, edify each other, you also don't love us. So there's a great responsibility with the truth. What will you do with it, Jeremy?
Yeah, sounds like a big responsibility.
We're here to help you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time.
All right. I hope I hear back from you someday.
All right. Maybe we'll see you again.
God be praised.
All right, bye.